Father God, thank you so much for your word. Please help us now as we look at it together. Please give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts that are willing and able to believe the good news about Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Amen. This morning we join Jesus' followers in Jerusalem on the very first Easter weekend. Jesus died at about 3 o'clock on the Friday afternoon. And later that day, the disciples retreated to the upper room where they were staying. Jesus had told them in the past, and again the day before, that he was going away, but that they didn't need to worry. Well, now he really was gone, and they were completely crushed. Their best friend and leader and hero had died. And for what? He was meant to be their future king, and yet he had just died in the cruelest way. It all seemed so unfair and confusing. As Friday night merged into Saturday, those hours must have passed by very slowly. Fearing for their lives, they stayed put, no doubt feeling very sad, and trying to make sense of it all. The picture on Sunday morning was much brighter, but it wasn't clear straight away. We see all sorts of surprises as we walk with Mary to Jesus' tomb. It was a bit of a puzzle. And what we need to do is piece it all together. Last year, I popped into Mike's garage. Various things caught my eye, like his workshop where he did his woodwork. He was building an ark. Not quite as big as Noah's, but a colourful little one for Joella, his granddaughter. And I also saw these. These caught my eye. These giant jigsaw pieces. And, I asked if we could borrow them this morning to help us with our Easter puzzle. Easter puzzle, yeah. We're gonna do a jigsaw, Jack. Okay. Well, it's going to be a very big jigsaw, and it is a proper jigsaw. And the first piece is the empty tomb. The empty tomb. Gospel writer John tells us that Mary went to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark. And as she walked there, she completely expected Jesus to be in the tomb. After he had died, Jesus' body was wrapped in linen and placed in the tomb with a huge stone across the entrance. And she was going to anoint Jesus' body with spices. But the stone had been rolled away, and she panicked, worrying that Jesus' body had been taken and put somewhere. So she ran to tell Peter and John, and well, they ran to the tomb to look for themselves. The tomb was empty. The linen for his body and the cloth for his head were there, but Jesus wasn't there. So the first piece is the empty tomb. And perhaps a member of climbers could come to the front and help me with this first jigsaw piece. Oh, Seb's up. Okay, thank you. Brilliant. Seb, why don't you stand just there, and if you turn to face everybody, stand behind it. Lovely, that's perfect. Okay, so that's the first piece. We're going to add to it. Okay. The empty tomb. Now, the second piece is Scripture, which we call the Old Testament. Okay, so, well, in one sense, what happened that morning was a complete surprise. Jesus was definitely dead on the Friday, and dead people don't come back to life again. But in another sense, it wasn't a surprise at all. A thousand years earlier, God had told King David that one of his descendants would be king of God's kingdom forever, and he meant it. Jesus was God's chosen king, and Scripture made all sorts of predictions about him, which came true. According to John, Scripture tells us that Jesus had to rise from the dead. They just hadn't understood it yet. So that's the second piece, Scripture, which spoke about Jesus' resurrection centuries in advance. So if another youngster could come and help me with the second piece, we're going to start putting this thing together. Oh, yeah, thank you, Neil. Brilliant. Okay. Let's put this down, and I hope you... Okay, so if you stand next to Seb, maybe just next to him here, can you help me fix that into place? Let's see. Okay. Brilliant. We've lost Seb. He'll probably appear from time to time. It might do. Okay. So Jack's getting excited already. So if you hold it there, Neil, if you hold the top one, Seb's going to hold the bottom one. Okay. Brilliant. Okay. The third piece. The third piece of the puzzle is the angels. The Bible isn't embarrassed about miracles, and the appearance of these angels was certainly miraculous. In the Gospels, the angels tend to show up whenever something big is going down. So they sang at Jesus' birth, and here again, they appear at his resurrection. There were two of them, dressed in white, sitting where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. Why are you crying, they ask. It seems like a silly question. Why wouldn't she be crying? But they know more than Mary at this point. Very soon, her sadness and confusion will turn to joy. And in the angels, we have not just human, but heavenly testimony about what's really going on. So our third piece, the angels. Could I have one more volunteer? Thank you. We're now going to go sideways. So we're going to lose Neil, aren't we? Sorry, that does seem part of it. You do seem to disappear as we carry on. If you could just hold that there. Okay. Does that fit in there? Perfect. Okay. Are you all right there?
I think we're a bit
stuffy. Oh, Neil's got a bit of a clue as to what's going on behind. Okay. Good. The fourth piece of the jigsaw is Jesus. Mary's trying to make sense of what's happening. And then she turns around in the garden and sees Jesus standing there. But she didn't realize it was him. Perhaps he was a bit of a distance away at first. Or maybe her teary eyes blurred her vision. Or maybe he looked different now. She thought he was the gardener. Everything changes when he calls her by name, Mary. Now she knows exactly who he is. Teacher, she cries in delight. And later she reports, I have seen the Lord. It really was Jesus himself. He came from God the Father into the world to save the world. His death looked like a tragedy. But his rescue mission was still on track. Soon he would go back to his Father in heaven. So it wasn't mission failure, but mission accomplished. His work was finished. Are you guys doing all right? Ah. You need some help. Well, let's get somebody out to help us with the fourth piece, okay? We're going to have one more volunteer. Jack, you could try. You might need a bit of help. Okay. Maybe Seb can help you. Why don't you stand here, Jack? Okay. Yep. Okay. I might recruit Jacob in a bit as well. Brilliant. Okay. There we go. Yeah? Is that good? Is it falling apart? So, Seb, push up a bit. Push forward a bit. Perfect. Okay. Oh. You can tell we've practiced this a lot. Okay. There we go. Now, Jack, you do need to hold on. So if you can hold on at the end there. Seb, can you keep yours straight? We're getting there. I reckon the next bit we're going to do is going to be a bit ambitious, but we'll give it a try.
No, not
okay. Brilliant. Thanks, Mike. We've actually got another piece to go on. The fifth piece is the witnesses. These are the people who were there at the time and saw what happened. And we benefit because they wrote it down for us. So we've heard Mary's testimony. I have seen the Lord. But there was also Simon Peter, who ran to the tomb with John. Here they are. And John saw and believed. It's there in the passage in verse 8. John saw and believed based on the evidence of the empty tomb. This is his gospel, his good news book about Jesus. And at the end of the chapter, he actually tells us that the reason he wrote it was that we too might believe in Jesus and have eternal life through him. We're still standing. In verse 17, Jesus instructs Mary and tells her to tell his brothers, by which he means his disciples, what was going on. Later that day, Jesus appears to them together in the upper room. And we'll hear more about that next Sunday. But they are also witnesses to Jesus' resurrection. And Matthew, Mark, and Luke's Gospels match John's message about Jesus. So one more piece. Is Jacob behind you? Brilliant. Okay. One more piece. That goes up there. So if you go behind Mike. Brilliant. Well, Jacob's quite tall. Brilliant. Okay. Okay. We'll be all right. So let's get back to where we started at the beginning. How could Jesus' followers make sense of his death? It was awful, and they were lost in their sadness in the hours and days that followed. It's all a bit of a puzzle. But John gives us all the pieces we need to put it together. Now, we haven't practiced this, but I'm going to ask my helpers to turn the giant jigsaw around. So don't turn yourself around. Don't turn your piece around. But yes, that's it. Brilliant. Mind the step, Jack. Keep going, keep going. Okay. This was all quite straightforward in my head. A bit harder in practice. Okay. Oh, well done. Brilliant. Oh, and Seb, if you straighten yours up. Okay. Brilliant. There we go. Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen. Let me stand back so you can see over there. Okay. That's what we're celebrating this morning. Jesus' death only makes sense with the resurrection. If he'd stayed dead, there would be no rescue, no hope. But Jesus rose from the dead, which is great news for everyone who believes, including you and me. Okay, volunteers, thank you. Let's have a round of applause for our volunteers. Thank you very much. Okay. Pop those things. Pop those down. Anywhere, that's fine. Thank you. Brilliant, that was fun. Okay. Jesus rose from the dead physically and permanently. And if you're unconvinced or unsure, please take time this Easter weekend to examine the evidence. It's too important to ignore. The pieces of the puzzle that John gives us, they give us the big picture. And they're like pieces of evidence that stack up in support of the resurrection. And these are just some of the facts in our verses here. There are other facts. In terms of witnesses, Jesus appeared to over 500 people in the days that followed. Non-Christian experts who don't believe it don't have a decent alternative explanation of the facts. And if you do believe and you know for sure that Jesus is risen, then rejoice. Rejoice. It really is good news because it means Jesus is who he says he is. God's Son, our Saviour, who offers forgiveness for all sin and friendship with God forever. As we declared at the beginning, Christ died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. He has come as Saviour and he will come again as Judge. Easter is actually very bad news for all who don't believe. Everyone, all of us, fall short of God's standards. So to meet Jesus as judge without his forgiveness is a terrible prospect. But for all who do believe, it is very good news. Very good news, because justice has been done. All our sins have been paid for at the cross. We're forgiven. And we long for Jesus to return, to take us to be with him forever. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you that he died for us to forgive us. Thank you that he rose again. And we can be sure, because you've given us lots of evidence. Thank you that he will come again. Please help us to believe in him and enjoy the eternal life that he offers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.